There's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Just on with us the other day. He's back. Hi, Mayor.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right, boy.
I'm glad to hear that the roads are not bad and that things are safe.
Yeah, things are cool. It'll be a nice little drive there to the... are you guys back in class at Illinois Wesleyan yet?
We started on Wednesday, actually.
Oh,
that's right.
All right. All right. Well, we just had a conversation. What was it, Wednesday? And I asked you, hey, address these rumors about State Farm closing up shop in downtown Bloomington. And you said...
I thought they were just rumors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we've heard these rumors before. Actually, I've heard these rumors since I've been mayor, and you hear rumors all the time. So that's why I was rather dismissive of it and said, I think these are just rumors. But obviously, it turns out they're not rumors. And it turns out it's about 150 jobs. But what's more important, I think, in the realignment of the jobs, the jobs presumably aren't leaving our community, is that obviously we're disappointed that State Farm is leaving their icon. I mean, it's our only skyscraper in downtown Bloomington.
That's right, skyscraper.
by our standards, yeah. It's a critical, historic building. But certainly the one thing that every change does bring is new opportunities of challenges and ways for the future to try to improve things. So... certainly, I look forward to working with them and others. Are there particular plans for the building? Are they going to try to sell it? If they are, how can we help? There's certainly demand for office space in downtown and in uptown and in other places. So, and I'm working with Kyle Hamm from the Economic Development Council to see what we can do with the site.
Yeah, so I'd like to get a hold of Kyle Hamm because, maybe there has, Terry, maybe in the past, maybe somebody wanted to come to town. They were looking for office space and there was just not enough available.
Oh, we've got people, constantly. I mean, Kyle can talk to you specifically about that. But, I had a meeting yesterday, had to be postponed with some possible investors in downtown that we will, we'll have again next week. And people have a variety of interests. We are definitely now on people's radar screen. We weren't even just a few years ago until we had a downtown plan. And then we had the anchor of Route 66 Visitor Center and Route 66. It's a small anchor, but it's definitely important. Until that happened, there was very little interest. There's now constant interest, as was reported just a few days ago, of one of many different kinds of projects. I mean, our downtown is our cultural historic core. It's important for us to, we're always going to be working on it.
It can't,
and to try to leverage it for its maximum advantage.
It can't be. It is, you say it's only 150 employees, and it is. It's only 150 employees when you figure State Farm employees what?
Well, but 15,000. For downtown.
Right.
I understand that we're not losing those jobs, though.
No, but downtown, the businesses that probably make a pretty good dollar from these employees, whether it's lunch or dry cleaning or what have you, they have to be concerned.
Right. And I should clarify, I think as has been reported, I probably should not have used the word only, but if we go back about 17 years, there were 900 jobs. That would have been an even more devastating economic impact upon our downtown if you had 900 people who go to work every day as opposed to 150. So I should clarify my point, on that side. The biggest thing is the fact that obviously we're dealing with the one thing that you see, if you're coming to town or if you are even 10 miles away, 5 miles away, you see the State Farm building. That's what I meant by, our skyscraper. And it is a long, long, rich historic tradition. So it's another challenge on top of Eastland Mall, on top of a lot of other things that we all have in front of us.
Yeah. I was thinking about that this morning. You're constantly trying to attract business to Eastland Mall. And now... I mean, I suppose this could be a multi-use facility if State Farm ever did sell it and somebody wanted to buy it.
Absolutely.
It could be apartments. It could be business. It could be a library.
Well, all the more reason for why we needed to have, and we will have, a meeting by the Downtown Task Force and Connect Transit. We have really not heard much from Connect Transit and the library, but especially Connect Transit's needs, we will hear on Tuesday. You know, hearing more information is always preferable to having less information. And so I certainly look forward to that. And
let me ask you.
It'll be interesting to hear what they have to say. Their conclusions might very well have been different, or they may have tweaked them some, I'm sure, if they had this news 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago as they were doing their work.
You know, we talked about that last when you were on Wednesday, about you calling this meeting. You, the city council, Monday night,
correct,
voted not to have the meeting, and then you said, no, we're going to have the meeting. What would happen if those city council people that voted against the meeting didn't show up?
Well, we can still have our meeting. I would hope that that's not the case. That would be, in my mind, I would think that would be irresponsible. You're not doing your job if you don't show up. You have a meeting, you show up. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, we do know that there are some people who, I think there are one or two people who have some other obligations. But this is a meeting, by the way, that had been posted well over a month ago. An email went out, that I sent out through Nora Dukowitz that said, hey, we're going to have part of our presentation for the Downtown Task Force in the state. And on January 16th, a month ago, this is the date that we're going to have this meeting for Connect Transit, as well as the Downtown Task Force, as well as the library, and hear their report and have a discussion. So this has been on the books. And, in fact, one of the things that we asked was, if there are any concerns or questions, please let us know. So a month ago, this was sent out, and we got one, a very minor question. I would hope that the council will show, just like they're supposed to, even those who voted no. So Connect Transit will certainly be there, and Library Board, and because we are not acting, even if there's only, let's say, 5 of us, we can still hear the information. And the most important thing, of course, frankly, at this point, is the public hearing this. So that's why we're having the meeting on Tuesday takes on even greater importance than ever. So I'm so glad we're having it.
Okay. Hey, Terry, I want to go back to State Farm. You know, we had the conversation Wednesday. I asked you about the rumor. You said, I've heard nothing. And then they tell you, that was Wednesday, yesterday afternoon, you get the word. How did they deliver that to you? Can you take me through that?
Well, actually, I did get some calls from one of the State Farm execs after 4. I actually heard at 4:11. It'll be a time that lives in infamy. So I heard 4:11 p.m. yesterday, and then I had a series of a couple meetings, so I couldn't return some of the press phone calls. That's why the Pantograph article today has, I think, Older Woman Schmidt, who represents downtown. By the time I got back to them, I guess that was past their deadline.
So your reaction to you at 4:11, how far down did your jaw drop?
Pretty far.
Yeah.
and more because of the fact that it was just, it was a surprise. Immediately, you know, if you're a mayor, instantly you're trying to figure, okay, now how do we solve this problem? I mean, you've always got to be in problem-solving mode. And so how do we go forward? It did not occur to me, and still hasn't occurred to me, that it's going to be terribly difficult to find alternative uses for the building. It is a magnificent old building with a rich history, but I wish that it could, the letters up at the top could still say State Farm, and I might still have State Farm. It could be State Farm Apartments and office space, you know. So there could be any number of things that happen, and frankly this morning I'll be going to work on this.
Okay. All right. Hey, appreciate you getting on up early to talk with us this morning. And if you have any connections,
I'm up before 6, so it always. But thank you.
if you know, or maybe somebody at State Farm in charge, I want to call dibs on the Christmas tree they always put up around the holiday season. I want to plant that baby in my front yard next year. All right, Mayor.
Well, you good luck with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner on WJBC.